This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Well, it's back to school today in Chicago. In the next couple of weeks, teachers will vote on the tentative contract deal that was reached between the union and negotiators for the school district and Mayor Rahm Emanuel. To do a little post-game analysis on it, Kate Walsh is here. She's president of the National Council on Teacher Quality. Good morning.
Hello.
So, Kate, call it like you see it. Who won this thing?
All in all, I'd say the district won, and the district may have won before it even got started in some respects, because all in all, I would say the district got most of what it was asking for.
And the teachers lost? Did they lose in a big way, you think?
Well, it depends on your view of what it is to lose. I think the union may feel like it didn't get what it was asking for. Teachers, in the long run, won't lose.
Nationally now, is Chicago a prelude? Is this all coming to a city near us?
There were a lot of things going on in Chicago that aren't going on in other districts. We had months of building up to the strike. Chicago had the shortest school day of the large urban districts in the country. So I don't think we're going to see similar action in other districts just because there were more issues at play here.
But this critical issue about teacher pay tied to performance, that's everywhere.
Well, this doesn't really introduce the notion of performance pay. This introduces the idea that teachers will be judged in part on how well their children do on standardized tests. The fact that the district came out at 30% of the tests counting towards a teacher's evaluation when it started at 50, we don't know what the right amount is. So it's not clear whether the district really gave a lot.
I am curious about the politics of it. This was a Democratic mayor taking on the teachers' unions, and that's new. What do you take away from it?
I think that's the most significant takeaway from the strike. And so you're seeing more and more big city Democratic mayors who are saying, you know, I believe in teachers' unions. I don't happen to agree with your positions on this or that issue. And I think we're seeing big movement in that direction.
President of the National Council on Teacher Quality, Kate Walsh, thank you.
Thank you.